Okay, so here's a quick demonstration of how to do recording of automation using Complete Control within Reaper. So I'm just going to add a track of Complete Control.
Insert virtual instrument on view. List one preview. Podcast. Recently list one VSI. Complete Control. Native instrument. CMDA. Build routing confirmation dialog. No button alt plus N. Unsaved project. Reaper v6.11/64 license for personal use. Pay.
So Complete Control screen is on screen now, but we don't actually need that. There was a time when we used to do automation with Complete Control, and that needed to be up on screen when we did the recording in order for it to work. But I could just exit that now. Hit Escape, rather.
One voiceover on to Complete Control and zero items. To Complete Control and zero items.
So there. So we just got our track with the instance of KK on it. Now, what I'm going to do now, I will just quickly load a sound, obviously, because that helps that we have something to automate.
Browser. Preset. Zero. Vent. Native instruments. Abbey Road 50s drummer. Abbey Road. Applied acoustics systems. Product. All products. 30.8676 hertz.
Let's find something suitable.
Preset. Aggravation. Antarctica. Applied robotics. Bandwidth base. Baseline. Bit crusher. Catalyte. Chainsaw. Chaotica. Chemical reactions. Chord bass. Color glide. Culture clash. D&B killer. Deep down. Dimmer. Detune dumpster.
Oh, that'll do. Something that's got a kind of an arpeggiated sequence that we can just hold down and you'll be able to see the automation kind of in play. So.
Browser.
Yeah, so okay, that's fine,
preset,
that's loaded.
Detune dumpster.
So you need to be in the plugin edit screen because obviously that brings up the access to the parameters. So that's there. So yeah, what I'm going to do is I'll put it into the correct mode. So if you press Shift and L, that brings up the options for the various automation sort of parameters you can choose. So we've got, let's have a look.
Trim read
is what it will be on by default generally.
Read
is that's just reading only.
Touch.
Latch.
Latch preview.
Right. Now, to be honest, I don't know what all of these do, but what I tend to do is I put it on to touch. So I just hit enter. That's on there. And also, I'm going to put this into MIDI overdub. Because the way I tend to do it, you can obviously do it real time if you're able to play and manipulate the controls as you go along. I'm not that clever. So what I'll do is I'll record just a short MIDI sequence of the instrument and I'll go back and then do a second pass over. But in that occasion, I'll be recording the MIDI automation from Complete Control. So let's just record anything just to start with. I'll put the metronome on. Okay, so that performance, if you can call it that, is now recorded. So what I'm going to do now is I'll record it again, as in I'll play it back again in record mode, in MIDI overdub, but this time I'll be tweaking the controls on the Complete Control keyboard to sort of add some extra sort of automation to the, you know, the whatever's already there. Okay, so hopefully that's recorded properly. What I was doing was fiddling around with the knobs for the filter cutoff and resonance of the synth, which gives it that kind of squelchy acid type sound. But let's just check to see whether those knob movements have been recorded properly. Thank you. Okay, that seems to have recorded fine. I've heard people in the past say about going back into the various automation modes and switching it from touch to just read. So it's a way of sort of maybe protecting what you've automated. But I tend to just leave it in touch mode. It seems to be working fine for that. So basically, as I said, this will record any of those parameters that have been passed through to complete control controls. In this example, I was using a synthesizer, so you know there are things like oscillators and waveforms and cutoff and resonance and ADSR, all those type of things. But equally, anything, it could be a sample library where you maybe want to adjust the size of the reverb or the mix of the reverb. Basically, anything that's been passed through can be automated in that way. Things to note, unfortunately, on complete control. You may be aware that on slots 2 and onwards, you can actually have complete control effects, which do have parameters. But unfortunately, at the moment, the automation system doesn't work on effects. It only works on instruments, which is a bit of a shame. But yeah, so there we go. Hope that helps. And it's fairly straightforward and easy to use.